Welcome to 熟悉亚乐基，我是 Ariston。 今天我们要来听一篇 CNN 的报道， Why is Hong Kong so superstitious? 为什么香港如此迷信？其实很多国家都有所谓的 superstitious， 国外啊就有13为不吉利的数字。我在大四的时候啊，宿舍就是住在13楼，但我并没有任何不好或不幸运的事情发生，我反倒觉得13有3这个数字蛮好的啊，好像在中国3是一个很幸运的数字。我比较庆幸我不是住在14楼或4楼。我记得9年级我上数学课的时候啊，只要是考试啊，我都会用一支我特别觉得幸运的原子笔来作答，每次几乎都是满分啊。整个学期下来，我9年级数学平均是98分。现在想想，那个时候啊，虽然有考得很高分，但当时我还真的蛮迷信的。黄大仙 The city's busiest temple to use a fortune-telling practice known as 考签。考签也就是在粤语的求签的意思。The popular practice involves shaking a tube filled with bamboo fortune sticks numbered 1 to 100 until one of the sticks falls onto the ground. Each stick has a corresponding story that, when interpreted by the temple's resident fortune tellers, gives an opportunity to get a glimpse of your future. Well,在我们一般求签，我们可以知道它可能是用一个竹签筒，里面有100根，竹签，然后每一个签有不同的故事，看你所求的是什么，然后会告诉你，大概的这一个故事的内容。 Lee is not religious, but like many of the 10,000 daily visitors that pass through the temple, she is open-minded when it comes to local superstitious practices. If I'm honest, I think a lot of Hong Kong people are superstitious in some ways. Most people here will do things to either increase their luck or avoid bad luck.也就是我们刚刚所讲的这个利亚，李维，他并不是那么的有宗教信仰的，但是也像是其他的一些观光客啊，只要来到这边黄大仙的庙，他很面对这种信仰的话，或者是所谓的宗教的这种迷信啊，他就是说哦，我觉得有什么不可呢？我们可以尝试看看，求个签，问问自己的运势好或者是不好。就像是有些外商来台啊，也会入境随俗，跟着民间信仰走，让自己的生意啊更好。Lee is not alone in actively avoiding or fearing anything to do with number 4, something that is known as tetraphobia. In Cantonese, 4 sounds similar to the word for death. 14 and 24 are considered even more unlucky, since 14 sounds like we'll certainly die, and 24 sounds like easy to die.Apartment buildings, hotels, offices, and even hospitals in the city often skip floors containing the number. 李维病其实并不是唯一一个很积极想要去避免或者是害怕任何与数字是有关的人。这种情况啊，其实我们有一个专有名词叫做 tetra 啊。Tetraphobia， phobia 是一个恐惧，恐惧对什么事情恐惧的一个意思。那 tetra 是四，对四恐惧的意思，叫做 tetraphobia。而我们刚刚讲说，在广东话中啊，四发音与死相似，其实跟国语蛮像的。十四跟二十四被认为更不吉利啊，因为十四它在广东话中像是压死，二十四的话像是意思，跟死有关系，所以我们可能在香港会比较容易，公寓楼层啊、酒店啊、办公室甚至医院啊，经常会跳过这些数字，你在楼梯或者是电梯的时候，你可能就不会看到这些数字。It's a superstitious thing, said John Chai, who has worked as a feng shui master in Hong Kong for more than 10 years. Even in my apartment building, the floors 40 to 49 do not exist. It ends with 39 and then it starts with the 50th floor again.Then there's no fourth floor, 14th floor, 24th floor, or 54th floor. 其实这个风水师蔡风水师他说这是一种迷信，在香港做了十多年。那即便这个风水师说，即便他在公寓里面40到49层也不存在，到39层就结束了，然后再从50层开始，而且也没有所谓的4楼啊、14楼啊、24楼和54楼等。Beyond missing floors, another common sign outside buildings and homes across the cities are 土地公。Usually located outside the main entrance of buildings, this small 土地公, god of the soil and the ground, who is believed to keep away negative energy or ghost and bless the people living on his ground. 这边是说，除了缺少楼层之外啊，在整个城市的建筑和住宅外，另一个常见的景象是土地公。所以我们在香港的街道上面或者是一些餐厅啊，你一进门你其实可以看到他们的摆设啊。那在香港，香港人认为呢，土地之神啊可以驱除所谓的负能量或鬼魂，并为居住在土地上的人们所祈福啊。Chai says that the highly competitive nature of the city is what drives many people to adopt superstitious beliefs to try and boost their luck and opportunities. 蔡风水师说呢，这个城市高度竞争的本质促使许多人相信迷信啊。相信大家都知道，在香港其实是非常竞争的。那为了要让生活品质或者在这个竞争的环境下更成长得更好啊，他们就会试着靠着风水来增加运气和机会。风水 literally wind and water is the ancient Chinese practice of using energy forces toharmonize individuals with their surrounding environment to bring better fortune and health. Feng Shui, today it is banned in mainland China by the Communist Party as a feudal superstition, as it goes to against the party's core belief in Marxism. 也就是在这里我们所谓的风水字面的意思是风和水，当然我们很清楚风跟水，但是其实它有它的意思，这是中国古代的一种实践，也就是一种让环境 更利于自己的一种方式，利用能量啊，使用个人与周围和谐的相处，从而带来更好的财富和健康啊。那可是在大陆啊，风水如今被视为其实仍然是封建的迷信而被禁止的，所以也违背了所谓的马克思主义的核心思想、核心信仰。When they first banned 风水 in China, a lot of 风水 masters fled and came to Hong Kong, say Chai. Some of them also went to Taiwan for the same reasons.所以当中国第一次禁止风水的时候，很多风水大师都逃到了香港。所以我们可以观察到在香港啊，风水大师是很明显像有一些书会有关于风水，很多的建筑物也跟风水有关系。所以而有一些风水师会去台湾，也是出于同样的原因。Experts said, there is even a 风水 battle.Recurring in the city center, the Bank of China skyscraper is said to resemble a blade that is cutting the fortune of surrounding buildings with its energy known as Sa Qi, which means killing energy. The neighboring HSBC building is alleged to have added two cannon-like objectsservice winches on its rooftop as a defense.
所以即使说像这两个著名的建筑物，一个是中国银行，那中国银行相信有看过有去过香港都知道，一个很明显这个摩天大楼啊，像一把刀片一样，他用这个刀片呢，可是对大家来说，他对周围的建筑物来说，这就像是一个煞气，不吉利的能量啊，来切割周围的财富，建筑物的财富。所以在它附近的，像是我们刚刚所讲的 HSBC 汇丰银行大楼，在屋顶上增加了两个炮弹物体，作为一个防御啊，有没有效呢？那我们来。看看下面。Shortly after the Bank of China Tower was completed in 1989, HSBC's share price dropped to a historical low. To deflect the negative energy, HSBC supposedly pointed its cannon-like objects directly at the Bank of China. Since then, according to legend,HSBC's performance has improved.
所以在这边我们讲到1989年、中国银行大厦刚落成的是不久、很不可思议的，周围的汇丰股价就马上跌至历史上的最低点。据称、为了转移这种负能量、HSBC 汇丰将其像炮弹一样的物体啊对准了中国银行，好像在看不到的这个、周围环境来对抗中国银行。那自此以后呢，汇丰的业绩有所改善。
Superstitious beliefs in Hong Kong also extend to the deceased. During festivals to honor and venerate deceased ancestors, among them, the tomb sweeping day known as Qingming Festival, held in April, mourners will burn joss paper, representations of money, clothes, houses, and even the latest gadgets like smartphones and TVs. It's believed these offerings will enable deceased to have a happyAnd prosperous afterlife.
也相信在香港或者是很多地方，迷信也延伸到了死者的身上，在祭拜祖先
这个节日的期间啊，包括四月份的清明节，他们会焚烧纸钱啊，纸衣服啊，纸房子啊，甚至纸做的智能手机和电视等最新的产品啊。人们相信啊，这些祭品会让死者呢拥有幸福富足的来世。所以有时候我们在看港剧的时候啊，他街边很多人在烧纸钱啊，烧纸的衣服啊，这就可以显示他们这个一直都还有这样子做的行为。The reasons behind Hong Kong's rich repertoire of superstitious beliefs are hard to pinpoint. Having been a former British colony for more than 150 years and absorbing both Eastern and Western beliefs, today many residents believe in popular superstitions from both cultures. For example, Hong Kongers will avoid walking under ladders, consider bad luck in the West, as well as avoiding giving a clock as a gift, consider bad luck in Chinese, as the word for clock sounds similar to attending and paying respect at a funeral. 那香港迷信现象如此之多，起因原因其实很难去查明，当然不能说台湾没有这些现象，但是想想看，英国啊，此前在香港殖民了已经有150多年的历史，那在香港也吸收了东西文化的这种思想与信仰，那许多居民对于这两种文化的流行与迷信呢，都承受了不少。例如香港人会避免从梯子下走过，在西方被认为是不吉利的，但我不晓得在台湾有没有人知道这样子，可能不太会去避免走楼梯，但如果安全来讲的话，还是要小心不要走楼梯下方。当然也会避免我们最知道的不要送钟表啊作为礼物，或者是甚至雨伞啊。那这边他讲的钟可能就像是送钟参加葬礼啊，表达你要去参加人家的葬礼非常的不吉利。Performing superstitious action makes people feel a sense of control, which makes them feel less anxious or nervous, said expert. Religion, science, and superstition can all help people feel a sense of control and comfort. Hong Kong is not particularly a religious place, so to feel better,One needs to rely on either science or superstition. 迷信的行为啊，让人们有一种所谓的控制感，这让他们感到不那么焦虑或者是紧张。那专家说，宗教、科学和迷信都能帮助人们产生一种控制感和舒适感。香港不是一个特别有宗教信仰的地方，台湾也相信多少都会有一点有一种宗教信仰的这种这个地方，所以要感觉好一点啊。那常常我们可能会需要依靠科学或者是某种程度的迷信。那我个人呢，也是觉得在当人们对周遭的环境有着强烈的不安全感啊，或者不是这么确定的时候，多少都会依赖着，不管是科学，不管是迷信，都会让我们有所舒缓，让我们舒适，让自己更有信心，而且对未来对不知的未来更能 有一个很明确，有一种幸福感，乐观不是吗？所以有时候不一定迷信是不好，也不一定是好的。That's it. 大家可以想想看哦。Thank you for listening. Hope I will see you soon. Take care. Goodbye.